This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, August 17th. God's word to you today is testing. Our scripture reading is taken from Job 23, verses 10 to 11, and it says, "But he knows where I'm going, and when he tests me, I will come out as pure as gold. For I have stayed on God's path, I have followed his ways and not turned aside." John 6, verses 5 to 7 says, "Jesus soon saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for him. Turning to Philip, he asked, 'Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?' He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied, 'Even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them.' Meanwhile, all Jesus asked is, 'Where can we find bread?' The Bible says clearly that Jesus only asked Philip to test him. Jesus already knew what he was going to do. He knew there was a boy there with bread and fish. He knew he was going to multiply the bread and fish. He knew what he was going to do, but he asked Philip a question anyway. When God asks you a question, be careful. When God asks you a question, it may be a test. When God asks you a question, it is not because God does not know the answer. In fact, when God asks a question, it is not to bring illumination to him. It is to bring illumination to us. When God asks us a question, it is not to bring answers to him. When God asks you, "What is your name?" it is not because he does not know. He wants to show you something about your name that you do not know. When God asks you, "Who is your father?" it is not because he does not know who your father is. It is because he wants to show you a sign or a side of your father that you do not know. When God asks you, "Who is your husband?" it is not because he does not know who your husband is. When he asks you, "Who is your wife?" it is not because he does not know who your wife is. And when he asks you, "Where is your husband?" like he asked the woman by the well, Jesus already knew she did not have a husband anymore. Like Philip, why is it that we like answering questions we are not asked? Have you noticed people just like answering questions that nobody is asking them? Why? I know a few people that are specialists in this. You ask them, "Where is Peter?" They say, "Oh, Peter had a red shirt on today. I did not ask for the color of his shirt or what Peter was wearing. I asked, 'Where is Peter?'" Jesus said to Philip, "Where can we find bread to buy?" Philip responded, "Master, there is no money in our account to buy, even if we start working." Who asked him if there was enough money to buy? Why is it that we like answering questions no one is asking? It bothers me, but when I saw it in the Bible, I said, if they did it to Jesus too, then I'm in good company. One of the most frustrating things for me as a leader is when I ask someone a question and they're giving elaborate answers that I did not ask. I tell myself, breathe, breathe, breathe. Do not get upset. Listen, maybe the person will answer it in the end. Then he or she finishes the epistle and nothing. So I ask if he or she heard my question, and the person repeats what I asked accurately. Why do we do that? Why do we do it to the Lord, obviously? Philip was doing it to the Lord. Let us pray. Father, show me your way and help me follow your path, so that when you test me, I will come out as pure as gold. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.